Welcome to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We've had so much fun looking at how God is with us and just all the attributes that he has. And our prayer this season is that we're able to magnify his name together and really just shine a light on him and see what this looks like as we prepare our hearts for Christmas. Today I have a family and some special guests with me today. Would you go ahead and introduce yourself? What is your name and your grade?
My name is Waverly and I'm in third grade.
And Waverly, we have some other guests with us in the room while we're recording. Who else are you representing today?
Libby, and she would be in preschool, but she's not in school. Okay. And Jameson, and he's in kindergarten.
All right. And so we have a crew here, and they are our support. And hopefully maybe they'll join in a little bit. And Waverly, what is your favorite thing about Christmas?
Celebrating God's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Celebrating God's birthday. Is there anything that you guys do at Christmas that's like, oh, this is my favorite way to do it?
Dessert first.
Dessert first? When does that happen?
Well, we get there, and then we do dessert, and then presents, and then dinner.
What? That's like the best thing ever. Okay, I might have to try that sometime. Jameson, do you have a favorite thing that you like at Christmas? I can tell from his face that he likes dessert first, too. That's a good tradition. All right, and so, Waverly, what is something at Christmas time that you enjoy doing with other people better than doing by yourself?
Taking turns opening presents.
Okay, so you, like the people go like one at a time?
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you get to see what they get, too?
Yeah.
That's so.
Everybody shows one present at a time. Mm-hmm. So like we start with someone and then they open one present and show everybody. And then we go down the whole line and we sit in a circle.
You know what? My family works the same way. And I love it because then I don't miss anything. I get really like, oh, wait, I want to see everything and see what happens. So I get it. I like it. And Waverly, this Christmas, and we're talking about with and how God is with us. When you imagine that God is with you, like how do you imagine that? Where do you feel like he is? How do you remember that he's with you?
Well, I kind of remember him as like a person, even though you can't see him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like a person, but like invisible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where is he? Is he like far away? Is he close to you? Like
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yep. And so I love that. And how do you know that he's with you? Like, how did you come to know that?
Reading the Bible.
Yeah, so God's word is like, hey, this is what's true, and this is what's going on, and he's close to you, and he's with you. I love that so much. Okay, let's dig into our passage as we talk about the church. Waverly, would you read for me Luke 2:22?
And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were finished, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
All right, so let's look into this. So it's not always easy going to church. Maybe you've had a long week with lots of homework and maybe practice or some kind before school, and you're tired. And plus, you've got to make sure you're doing all the things that your parents ask you to do at home, and you still want to make time to watch a movie or videos or play games or hang out with your friends. And sometimes trying to fit church into our weekly lives can be difficult when we measure all of the other things that we want to do. So why do we go to church? Let's keep reading. Mary and Joseph spent time feeding and changing diapers for the Savior of the world. That's a strange thought, don't you think? What's the point of going to church when you have God himself with you? Yet, Mary and Joseph still chose to take their child to the temple on the eighth day as the law of Moses told them to do. What was the point? Mary and Joseph understood the significance of being faithful to do what God had called them to do in a faith community. The temple was a place where Israelites met and worshiped God. Today, faithful church attendance is the way that we are reminded on a weekly basis about how we are called to live for God in our daily life. We get to encourage other Christians to be faithful in their lives, and they encourage us to do the same. We get to sing together of the goodness of God. We observe baptism and the Lord's Supper. These things don't save us, but they do strengthen us in our faith. Mary and Joseph understood the importance of worshiping God in community as he called them to. We should too. So Waverly, let's think through this together. What was the value of presenting Jesus to the Lord? Why would Mary and Joseph do this since they already knew that Jesus was the Lord?
Because God gave Moses the rules, and if they followed them, they'd still be following God. And just because that Jesus was their son and he was God doesn't mean that they didn't have to go to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they didn't have to follow the rules, right? Like, no, the rules are for everybody and what that looks like. And so they were like, yes, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do the law, the way that they set it up, and we're going to honor that. What do you think Mary and Joseph's obedience taught Jesus? And why is this important?
It taught Jesus that to be good, but also that people still follow God's rules, even when sometimes other people don't see it.
Yeah.
And it's important because even though that they had God as their son, they should still follow God's rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there was not an exception for that, right? Like, and these rules, does God make rules just to be like annoying to us?
No.
No. Why does he make rules? Why does he make laws?
So that we don't like start fights or stuff, and mm-hmm. that we live a better life.
Yeah, to like protect us, right? And to provide for us. And he's like, this is actually going to be the way that my kingdom works is going to be the way that works out to be best for you too. And so when we see here that they decide to go ahead and observe all these different rules and these different laws, and they're being part of their faith community, and they're showing up in person, we see that something really beautiful begins to happen. And so let's think through what it like is like for you to go to church, for me to go to church, and we go to the same church, obviously. We're here doing this podcast together. What do you feel like are some of the benefits that you have from going to church on a regular basis?
Remembering God's stories in mm-hmm. the Bible mm-hmm. and remembering that they're real, and also learning new stuff if you didn't know it.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you're being reminded of the things that you do know, and then you're being taught new things. What about for like socially? Like, do you feel like, is it ever encouraging for you to go and know that other people that you love like think the same thing? You've got a good group of friends here, right? And your family also comes. So what is that like for you?
Well, it's like supporting, and it's like in the large group, how we get to do games and stuff, it's like supporting, and you know that other people think the same thing. So it's not like someone's going to be like, I don't think that. Why do you think that?
Right, right. You're like, we're all on the same team, and we're all kind of have a focused vision, and we're all kind of like trying to accomplish the same thing. I think that's beautiful. And so I think these are the things that sometimes when we look at our church, is it always easy to get to church?
No.
No, it's not, right? You guys have parents that serve too, and right, sometimes you have to be here early, and there's all sorts of things, and sometimes you're here late. But yet it's a beautiful like opportunity that you have to be able to build like these relationships and see that this is the way that God designed you to be able to be together with people. And part of him being with us is that we get to be with other people who encourage our hearts. All right. I have just loved getting to hear your thoughts, Waverly, and hear how you process this information. Would you go ahead and close our day out today in prayer?
Dear God, please make sure everyone gets home safely and that everyone has a good Thanksgiving, and that even if it's slippery on the roads, that car tires don't slip or pop while they're driving home, and that everybody has a good night's sleep and that they have a fun time sharing what they're thankful for on Thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you go ahead and wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody. We look forward to being back with you again tomorrow.
With us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall not fear.